And what this map does, again, it's just showing you the electoral vote. It's showing you the states that were won by Jefferson. But you can see that a number of states divided their electoral votes. And actually, the map makers, this is from a Wikipedia map. I like those because I can use them without any problem in a class like this. I've actually done a pretty good job of showing where you did have divided electoral votes in places like Virginia and North Carolina. It was the seaboard areas that inclined towards the Federalist position and the interior areas more towards this Jeffersonian one. Because the Federalist position was the position that was taken by people with strong mercantile interests, with close connections to Europe, particularly to Britain, close trade ties there. They wanted a pro-British rather than a pro-French foreign policy, and they wanted the U.S. to build up a strong national government. It was an interesting election because also, because of the fact that Jefferson ended up as the vice president, even though he was the opponent. They hadn't really figured out how to do it at this time. The system was all the electors got two votes, and they were supposed to pick the president with one and the vice president with another, but what happened if they both got the same number of votes? Then, you know, what are you going to do there? Then one elector is always supposed to recuse himself and not vote for the vice presidential candidate. In this case, though, Alexander Hamilton was doing some machinations because he hated John Adams, a fellow Federalist, so much. He didn't want to get him elected. Anyway, it's a complicated story, but Jefferson ended up as the vice president. So it was kind of a problematic election.